Oh, I heard. I tell you now with Facebook, I know, I hear it all the time. You load. Oh, yeah, Facebook, that's broke my heart. And you scoundrel, you. Yep, heard it from a friend. REO Speedwagon. But, you know, Facebook wasn't in place when that came out. If you heard somebody was doing you wrong, usually it was from, you know, either it was written on the wall somewhere in your favorite pizza shop, or, you know, you heard it from your friends. Now you just open your Facebook page and you can find out all the depressing things about life you want, about people you don't even know. You can just see how depressed they are. It's Facebook. It's social media. Oh, you know what else you can find on social media? Well, you can find up everything you need to know about the Bayou Resort, because right now we've got our weekly Lake Mille Fork Fishing Report. Good morning, Gary. How we doing?
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday. What a crisp morning we have.
Oh, boy, yeah, I tell you what, it was a little nipply out there this morning for sure.
Yeah, we were sitting at 40 degrees this morning, which is that's all right. I mean, it is May.
Yeah, it's going to warm up. It's all going to be good, you know. But, yeah, it was a little chilly. I wore a jacket. I'm not going to lie. I stepped outside, went, oop, yep, let's go back in, grab a jacket. Then we rolled right on in here. But that's what, when I had 40 rolling into the radio station this morning. I'm not sure where we're at right now, but probably, what, 44, somewhere around there?
I think so.
I'm kind of, oop. I may have pushed the wrong button, and who knows what's going to... Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. No, I still got 41 right now, so...
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice morning to be out on the lake.
Oh, yeah. Just wear the proper clothing. Hey, what are you hearing from the fisher people?
Well, it's been an interesting week, you know, with the temperature fluctuation we've had and stuff. And one day we had some heavy drizzle. I couldn't even call it rain. I guess overnight we had some. But,
yeah,
Tuesday it kind of drizzled all day long. And guys tried to get out, but, yeah. But anyway, the crappie bite's been really good this past week. I only had a couple guys that had limits. They had a word for it. They were out there for a long time. But just getting one or two here, one or two over here. And, yeah, they did all right. You know, I saw some nice size 12, 13-inch crappies. So that worked out really good.
Well, the striper bite, sir, you know, topwater striper bite, is that going?
it's really starting to pick up. And there again, that cold, foggy morning, and that was absolutely horrible. Guys just didn't do very well. The next few days, well, I'm telling you what, they tore them up. They were catching limits of stripers and hybrids. And all over, I mean, guys are using different things. Live bait's working pretty good. Some guys are using like a swim bait. Some guys are jigging. Some guys are trolling. And most of them are having fairly good success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I the hybrids have been pretty good too. You know, I mean, and the whites. It's just a really good time of year to be out there. And are we running a little bit behind schedule as per what we've had, say, the last, you know, if we go back 7-8 years, it seems like this spring bite, you know, where the stripers are just blowing it up and the whites and the hybrids, it seems like it's a little late as compared to what we've had.
I believe the same. Early on, I thought boy, the weather was and everything, I thought everything was going to happen 3 or 4 weeks early.
Yeah.
But I think that's all kind of changed, and I think it's we're a couple, 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
than normal. So, and I can only guess, but I think that we've had a pretty good fluctuation in the weather this year. From some really warm days to some really cool nights and that. And I think that may have changed things up a little bit for them. But the bite's been on, and a largemouth. Oh, my gosh. Well, I've had guys do really well, and they've been very shallow on the banks. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some nice and up towards the creek beds and stuff. It's been pretty good.
What are they throwing?
A little bit of everything. I had one guy come in here looking for more spinner baits, so go figure. You know, some guys are throwing jerk bait. I got guys throwing whopper poppers and spooks working in the morning on the topwater bite. So it's been a mixed bag of everything.
Well, I'm looking right now at the lake levels, and this was, as of 5 p.m. yesterday, okay? It's changed a little bit, but not much. Norfolk Lake,
552.9. So that's just above, almost a foot above normal winter pool,
yeah.
Which is perfect for May. I mean, that's just, that's great.
Yeah, it's the lake levels have been really good, been pretty, really as consistent as I've seen them in a long time. But
Me too. I have to agree with that. They did a really good job this year keeping it down, planning for the spring rains, and it's excellent shape right now.
Yeah, and we will get those. I mean, we're going to get the heavy showers and all that. I mean, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. But it's just a great time to get out there. I think fishing is going to be this is going to be a really, really good year, spring, summer for fishing. I tell you, and I've seen like three posts now on the Facebook page. Some people are really starting to whammy those big old hybrid bluegill.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna mention that. Oh my gosh, bluegill season for sure.
Oh yeah,
and your choice, what you want? Little red worms,
crickets.
It's a good time to be bluegill fishing. You can go out there and get you a mess of those and have quite a meal.
Now, what live bait do you have there at Bayou Resort? What live baits do you serve up?
We have crappie minnows. Always carry those. They're called tuffies or blacks. And then, of course, I have night crawlers, red worms. Mm-hmm. Then I have frozen shrimp, frozen chicken livers, those catfish guys. So, we got a pretty good variety of stuff in here.
Yeah, catfishing, too. That should really start to really pick up.
Oh, yeah. I've had guys already with trout lines and jugs and that. And I think it's very good if you can set out a trout line and get 3, 4, 5 fish in the evening. That's a lot of fun. Get out there and do that. Set the lines of your jugs and then go out the next morning and check them. And sometimes you're going to have a gar. Sometimes you're going to have a turtle. And hopefully you'll get a few catfish in there.
Yeah. In between, for sure. All right.
Yeah.
Gary, we do appreciate you for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. And for folks that would like to know more about the Bayou Resort, maybe book a little weekend getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, take a look at some of the pictures on there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I just want to let people know I have a few cabins left for Memorial Weekend, so if anybody interested in doing that, there's still a couple available.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late to make a reservation for Memorial.
And next week, we shall have our first official mermaid report.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you a story that'll keep till next week.
I got a mermaid outfit now. I'm going to be a hairy chest mermaid. I mean, if you can't catch them, you just join them, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.